Episode 3190, Raising Kids Without Needing Control.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for Friday. Yes, it is. Oh, I'm so excited, but I have to be honest with you. I'm a little happy and a little sad all at the same time. Number one, I'm still waiting for the grandbaby. Oh my goodness. You know, you would just think raising kids without needing control, huh, it's a real thing. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. You know, like I said, raising kids without needing control seems next to impossible. You can redirect them, you can teach them all the right things, but in parenting, control is merely an illusion. And that's just the truth, isn't it? Because when you think about it, we as parents, we think we have control of our children. We tell them what to do, when to get up, when to go to bed, what to wear, you know, how to eat things, etc. But the thing is we meticulously plan, we set boundaries, and we try our best to enforce rules. However, if there's one thing that parenting teaches us, it's that control, yes, is merely an illusion. Kids have a mind of their own with unique ideas and desires and dreams. Now, I get it. When they're a baby, which we're still waiting for our grandbaby, that's all I've got to say. Oh, yeah, I appreciate your prayers because my daughter is ready to have this baby. But in all of that, right, we can't even control when the baby's going to come. It's ridiculous. And then you're like, okay, I get them kind of sort of on a schedule, but then they're like, no, I'm hungry now. Oh, wait, what about now? Then they grow into their toddler ages. And then you're like, oh my goodness, these temper tantrums and these just terrible twos, which sometimes start at like 16 or 18 months. So what happened to that? And then you get it to where it moves into the, well, what's that? What's that? What's that? And then you find that you're like, oh no, there's a boy and I'm a girl, or I'm a boy and there's a girl. And this whole idea of going to school and having to share and learning, it gets very complicated. And then you move into the tweens, into the teens, and we can't even go into college and high school, right? You're just like, oh, your head is spinning. I get it. And I think we have this illusion as parents that if we set them up from the very beginning and say, we're going to plan this out, we've got this, we're going to set their boundaries, and we're going to say, this is what's happening. Guess what? They can blow it all out of the water at any age. Kids have a mind of their own. And we've got to let them use it. Now, yes, we need to guide them. We need to protect them, right? But we can't make every decision. That's what's fascinating about us as human beings, right? So embracing the notion that parenting is not about control, well, it truly can be liberating and pave the way for a stronger parent-child relationship based on trust, understanding, and genuine connection. It's not about this feeling of, I got to know exactly what you're doing and how to do it. Let me tell you, going through five kids, and I'm still going through them. I don't think you ever lose that part. I'm getting better though. I must say I am getting better. But it's one of those things where as they grow up, it's like, I want you to make your own decisions. We've got our youngest son who's a freshman in college right now. And he's trying to figure out what he wants to be when he grows up. And I'm like, good luck, because I'm over half century and I still don't know what I want to be when I grow up. Now, that all changes, right? We can pick a career and we can make shifts and all of that. And it's different nowadays. It's different than when I was growing up. You know, there were certain things that you really wanted to do and you went through with it. But now with technology, there are so many things available. In fact, a lot of people don't even have to go to college anymore, which for a lot of people is a blessing because we need people doing trade jobs and all of that, right? But we cannot sit here and say, this is your dream. When you were 3 years old, you told me you wanted to be whatever it was. And when you're looking at that, it's like, oh, if I could only grind it into them. But we can't. They have a mind of their own. And that's what is fascinating. And so instead of really beating yourself up as to whether or not you have control of your children, begin to build your relationship with them based on trust, understanding, this genuine connection. When the feeling of being out of control begins to overwhelm you, because it can, here are three things you can do to navigate through those challenging moments. And you can do it when you embrace the unpredictable. Yes, that's what it is, because kids are unpredictable. And we cannot sit here and just act like we know everything. Now, do our experiences help guide us? 1,000%. But that doesn't mean we have all the answers for our children. And sometimes our children have to make bad decisions in order for them to learn the lesson. And that's hard as a parent. I know I have watched mine of all ages, and I'm sitting here going, oh, and they could ask for my advice, right? And I can give it to them. But whose decision is it ultimately, especially when they're an adult? They have to make that decision, and it's so hard. So what does it look like to embrace the unpredictable? Number one, embrace flexibility. Rather than resisting the unpredictable nature of parenting, learn to embrace it. Remember that every child is different, and what works for one may not work for another. I'm telling you, my basketball team, they are all so different. And that challenged me as a mom. It challenged me as a human being. I had to learn all of these different ways to get to know them, to understand them more. They all have different talents and gifts, and figuring out, what can I do to help bring that out, to highlight that for them, to support them? Sometimes I needed to learn to back away, right? Why do you think I have so many stories for you here all the time? It's because of the basketball team, right? I mean, it truly is. And what works for one isn't necessarily going to work for another. So embracing flexibility allows you to adapt to your child's changing needs and preferences. They're going to tell you, they may be wanting to be a firefighter when they're 3 years old, but by the time they're 13 years old, they have absolutely no interest in becoming a firefighter. Yet all the way for 10 years, you're like, but that's what you wanted to be when you grow up. And they're like, nope, have no interest in it now, Mom. I'm done with it. Moving on. And now all of a sudden they're moving into the medical field. You say, right? Embracing flexibility allows you to shift what's happening, and you don't have to become overwhelmed. Because when you get into that overwhelming state, what happens? You lose your mind. You go crazy. You're like, this is ridiculous. There's just no way. And so then you're operating from a sense of stress and not a sense of love and understanding. And that's where we need to come from. So be open to unexpected outcomes and understand that the journey of parenthood may not always go according to plan, right? We've got a lot of CRAP that happens to us. It happens from when we carry them in the womb to when we're holding them and they're spitting up all over us, to where we have to go and sometimes intervene in situations that we really don't want to. But the thing is this, you have to love them unconditionally. And when you embrace flexibility, it opens up your heart to that. Because you see, a broken heart usually means that your expectations were not met. Think about that one for a moment. And by letting go of control and accepting the ebb and flow of parenting, you can experience a newfound sense of freedom, which Friday is all about, right? Friday, that's what we do. It's a party. Even though it is Confessions of an Upset Mama. All right, number two, practice active listening. Now, you're probably wondering, you talk about this a lot, Christiane. And I'm like, yeah, I do, because it's that important. You need to hear the tone of what your child is saying to you, not just the words, but all of it. You need to see their body language. You need to see, are they looking at you? Are they looking away? And when you feel out of control, you need to take a step back and listen more intentionally. Create that safe space for your children to truly experience their thoughts, emotions, and concerns without judgment. And by genuinely listening to their perspectives, you gain valuable insights into their world, what they see, how they see it. It's your glimpse into their world through their lenses, allowing you to understand their motivations and desires. Now, this approach obviously promotes open communication, right? And you need that. That's where trust comes in. It strengthens your bond. You definitely want that. And it truly fosters a sense of mutual respect. Respect is something that we need more in the world, and we need to be teaching it to our children. So remember, genuine connection surpasses control. And when you actually practice active listening, you're engaged. And then finally, number three, foster independence and decision-making skills. This is a tough one because when they're little, you want to make those decisions for them because they don't know any better. But you still need to allow them to have some sense that they are in control, that they are the decision makers, because in reality, they are. If you're trying to potty train your child and they don't want to go to the bathroom, have you ever set your child on the toilet and force them to go to the bathroom? You can set them on the toilet, but you can't force them to go to the bathroom, right? You can't literally make them urinate. I know, TMI, I get it. But think about it, right? If you are carrying a baby, like my daughter is right now, and we are waiting for the birth of this child, and we're doing everything we can do. And I mean, obviously praying, definitely, but it's like, come on, let's do this already. Anyway, regardless, you can't force her out. It's like, when is he going to come? You have no control, which means you lose control. And that makes you feel like you do not have yourself level-headed, and you're kind of at your wit's end. And when you're living a life like that all the time, you're living on the edge of glory in the wrong way. So instead of focusing solely on controlling your child's actions, encourage their independence and decision-making abilities. When they're young, give them two choices, right? You can go to the bathroom, or if you have an accident, then this is the consequence. Let them choose. And you got to be willing to follow through with the consequence. That's always the hard part, isn't it, Mom? It is. It's so tough. It breaks our heart even more. And then provide opportunities for them to make those choices, express their preferences, and learn from their mistakes. This approach empowers them to become confident individuals. That's who you're raising up, truly capable of making sound decisions. And this goes on into their tweens, their teens, and their young adulthood by letting go of excess control, that excessiveness of like, I've got to know everything, and being that helicopter parent. There's a time and a place for that. I will say that, okay? Because obviously you want to protect them, but you cannot control everything. You cannot keep your child in a bubble. I'm sorry to burst the bubble, but that's the truth. So when you let go of excessive control, you allow your child to grow. You allow them to develop their own identity and learn valuable life lessons along the way. Parenting isn't about controlling every outcome, but about guiding with love and giving children the tools they need to navigate the world independently. Your role, Mom, your role, Dad, as a parent, is to be that guiding force. Think of it more as Yoda, okay? Providing wisdom and guidance and support rather than striving for absolute control. And by embracing their perspective, you can support your children's growth and development while forging this deep and meaningful bond that stands the test of time. Remember, parenting is a journey of discovery, growth, and acceptance. Letting go of control doesn't signify a lack of responsibility, but rather a willingness to embrace the beautiful chaos that comes with raising children. And yes, there's a lot of chaos to it, but you know what? There's also a lot of joy too. So take a deep breath. It's Friday, my friend. trust in your instincts, and embark on this exciting adventure with an open heart and an open mind. Go in peace, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.